WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israel, while bombarding central Beirut and moving ground troops into southern Lebanon, still weighing a response to the Iranian missile barrage this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has called for a proportional Israeli response, but here in Israel, there is a growing realization that more of those missiles hit, like the one that destroyed this school, than anticipated. And that is raising expectations for a disproportional response, one that would deter Iran from ever doing this again. That as Israel continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Special counsel Jack Smith in a newly unsealed court filing arguing that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not the official acts of a president, but rather the desperate illegal deeds of a losing candidate. The filing in response to the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 189 people, with many more still missing. 45,000 dock workers still on strike. If it lingers, it could snarl supply chains and raise consumer prices. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A new report finds an aging population and resulting challenges for Wisconsin's elder care industry. The report from Forward Analytics says the state will need to add 33,000 new beds in nursing homes and assisted living facilities simply to maintain the current ratio of 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. More details are emerging on an overnight business fire at Omaha Track. That's a railroad tie recycling yard in western Wisconsin. Fire crews spent roughly 21 hours fighting the blaze. No damage estimates are available yet. An investigation into the cause of the fire remains ongoing. In Wisconsin, humane groups are helping animals displaced by Hurricane Helene. 45 dogs and 25 cats arrived in Wisconsin Wednesday. They were taken to various shelters in the state. The Dane County Humane Society says that'll open up space in affected areas to handle local lost pets and reunite them with their owners.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 45 tomorrow. Sunshine, 70 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. If you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. You're going to love it. Made from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. It is 8:05 on Thursday morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Roxette on Max FM.
I know there's something in the wake of your smile. I get a notion from the look. But that love falls apart. Your little piece of heaven turns to dust. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:10 on Thursday morning. And oh my goodness, the tech gremlins are messing with me today. I don't know where that tech gremlin is hiding out, but yeah, we're having all sorts of fun here today. So yeah, working on a few things here. We've got one of our experts, Caleb, looking into some things with me this morning. So yeah, multitasking at its finest, in case you're curious. I have three different monitors in the home office studio, and I'm flipping between those and my phone, and it has just been kind of one of those mornings. So some of the things I had planned this morning are not going to come to fruition, possibly, but you know what? We'll continue to work on those while I'm talking with all of you as well. So if you're a little bit of a pause, I apologize in advance because, you know, part of that dual role of being the IT guy as well. So, but luckily we have some great people here that work with us on things. So thank you, Caleb. We appreciate you, buddy, if you happen to be listening. So, okay. So some big movies are out this month, including the new Joker sequel this weekend. So here's a quick reminder on some movie theater manners. Someone had an etiquette expert's list of top movie etiquette rules everyone should follow. And here they are. Arrive on time. Don't be the person brushing past people to get your seat 10 minutes in. Share the armrest. Just like airplane seats, you don't need to get full ownership of both. No, don't hold up the snack line. Figure out what you want before you get to the cashier. Don't save too many seats. One or two is okay, but one person can't save the whole row. Be courteous if you're tall. If you're 6'9", don't sit in the front and center, or at least slouch down in your seat. The other one is be quiet, put your phone on mute, and don't talk through the whole thing. Now, this one was interesting. Don't get into a fight. If someone else won't shut up, don't take it upon yourself to make them. Just ignore it, report it, or move along. Arguing with someone is even more disruptive than the talking. Now, if you do have to run to the restroom, you want to be discreet, right? You don't want everyone seeing it, and so just try to kind of crouch down and try to sneak on out. That's the best time to do it. You know, there's no good time in the movie. That's the worst part about it. So, yeah, that's one of those things. And I got to respond to our buddy Caleb here and not seeing it. The line. So, yeah, so I'm just responding to Caleb. Like I said, we're working on something at the same time. So, and yeah, people complain about crying kids. So, yes, and the toddlers. Now, this is a big one. Take your trash with you. So employees come and clean up after each thing, you know. So they get done with the show. They have to come and clean up. They don't want to be cleaning up after you. So that's not nice. So clean up. You know, your mother's not at the movie theater with you most likely. So clean up after yourself. And don't talk about the movie in the lobby. Wait till you're outside away from the theater. You might end up ruining it for someone else that's coming in to see the movie next. So that is the thing. So you don't want to be doing that. So, yeah, it's one of those, be courteous. You know, that is the best thing you can do. Be nice to the people that are around you. And that's the best thing. So, yeah, enjoy the movies. You know, I've not been to a movie in a while. We have been doing some other things. So we try to watch them sometimes at home or other places. But, yeah, it's been a while since I've been to a movie theater. So, like I said, the Joker's coming up, and there'll be some good ones coming up as well. The morning show is brought to you by Bearwood State Bank, Banking Better Together. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to duck out. I'm going to go help with some of the technical issues that we're seeing this morning. So, I'll be back with you shortly. We're going to get Jed in here as well from Sauk County Emergency Management. We're going to talk about everything with Code Red and the new platform changer as well. So, bear with me. I'll be back with you shortly on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:19 on Thursday morning. So we're going to have a quick text contest coming up after Madonna. I'm going to get Jed in from emergency management. We're going to talk to him about Code Red this morning. So lots of things going on the morning show this morning. We're having a blast with you on Thursday morning. It is more Music Mornings with Dave. Here is Madonna on Max FM. 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 8:23 on Thursday morning. Happy Thursday, everyone. What a beautiful day we have out there today. We're looking at it sunny with a high of 73 today. Tonight, it's going to cool down. We do have a chance of showers with a low of 47. Tomorrow, it's going to be sunny again, a high of 68. Currently, it is 49 degrees outside. Like I said, this is just a great day to be outside. It is going to be beautiful. Beautiful weekend ahead as well. With hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and Hazy Shade of Winter, we are going to have Simon and Garfunkel, who became one of the most famous best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with the sounds of Forever Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute this Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $10 for students. And I have a pair of tickets I am going to give away right now. One winner is going to have a chance to get a pair of tickets to see the tribute to Simon and Garfunkel this Saturday night. You just need to text me your favorite Simon and Garfunkel hit, and I will hook you up with tickets. I will respond to that winner this morning as well. So our winners from the 7 o'clock hour, I'll respond to you shortly. So I've got three winners I'm going to pick from there. But if you want to see the tribute show, you need to text me now your favorite Simon and Garfunkel hit. Go over the free Civic Media app, tap on Max FM, and text me that right now. So I'll hook you up with a pair of tickets. One winner for that this hour. We're giving away all sorts of stuff here on Max FM. Now, we do have something very serious that we need to talk about here on the morning show. I'm going to get Jed in here. I'm going to get him situated because we need to talk about the changes that are happening with some things that are happening over there. So, hey, Jed, we should probably talk to him right now. So I'm getting things shifted around right now. I'm working on this. You know, live radio, it's a fun day today.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I've got Jed from Sauk County Emergency Management with me today. Jed, how you doing?
Morning, Dave. Glad to be here. Thank you for the invite.
You are very welcome. We are glad you could join us today. The reason that you're in studio with us today is we've been getting some messages. People are asking about what is Code Red. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we lit up our switchboards literally on October 1st when we sent a message out to all of our current subscribers of Nixle. Countywide, we have almost 11,000 people who are signed up for the Nixle besides what we can push to the phones. And as of October 1st, we shut that. We sent a message out to all those current subscribers asking them to move over to Code Red. Code Red is another emergency messaging platform that we have in emergency management. We use it quite often for either alerts or emergency situations. It was unfortunate. There has been, you know, a lot of people asking questions, but Nixle failed for us over this last summer when we've had all these bad storms. There were many more times this year than previous years where we needed Nixle to send out emergency messages about either weather, storms, flooding. We've had to try to use it for that search for that suspect related to that police shooting. And unfortunately, Nixle did not perform for us. They had cut back on some of the services that they were contracted to provide without letting us know. So there was quite a few different challenges for Nixle. And we found that, you know, we're not going to be able to continue with this when we can't rely on it for emergency messaging. So we pushed that message out to move everybody over to Code Red.
And it's very important to be able to get that message out during an emergency event. We know that those minutes are so critical, and that's why you made the change to this service. So if people need to sign up for this, that's something they have to act on right away because Nixle is no longer an option. So how do people subscribe to Code Red?
Yes, Dave, and that was one of the other issues too, is Nixle had become so inundated with community messages that people were starting to tune out from Nixle because we wanted, as from emergency management for us, that will be the platform we use for either alerts or emergency messages that are public safety related. We're going to get away from the community messages. We're not going to be sending messages out about street closures or issues with phone numbers being down and those types of things. We want it strictly for public safety related messages. So for people to sign up for Code Red, they can either easily go to the Sauk County Emergency Management Facebook page or right through the Sauk County website, and you'll find a link there for signing up. Please use the word where it says register, not sign up. You're not using any of your old Nixle information to get signed up. You have to register new with Code Red. So you can either do it through our webpage or by texting to 24639. Again, that's 24639. Text the word SOC alert, all together. SAUKALERT. SOC alert to 24639.
And that's probably the easiest way to do it. The Sauk County website is co.sauk.wi.us, or do it right from your phone. Jed, is there anything you want to add today?
No, I'm very thankful for it, and I appreciate that, you know, people are not real huge on moving, but we want to get as many people added to Code Red as possible. We want to have that as an emergency messaging platform. We're seeing a lot more events where we need to use Code Red to get the message out to community. Dave, I certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk about this, especially right after we did that switchover. It's great to have this outreach through you and for you to contact us about different things going on in the Sauk County area. I'm very, very thankful for the collaboration we have between you and I and all the years we've worked together. So thank you for that.
You are very welcome, Jed. I am glad to continue that collaboration with you. We will have you in more as we know things that are coming up in the area. We appreciate all the things that you do for Sauk County. Thank you for joining us today. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
And we do want to thank Jed again for joining us this morning. We really appreciate him stopping in. We will try to get this on the air again, too, because it is something that is very important to this area. We know some of the things that happened this year, and that it is so important to get those lines of communications out to everybody. And when you're in those areas impacted by those events, it is never a fun thing, and you want to know what's going on. And we thank the county for working on having something that's reliable to communicate with all of us as well, because that is the first line of communication when something does happen. And people are always wondering what's happening, posting on social media. Get the word right from the officials. That is my best recommendation there. So as a reminder, we do have our current text to win contest going on. I'm going to pick one winner at random this hour. We have a great show this weekend. You know, we had the Simon and Garfunkel tribute going on this Saturday, October 5th at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. We're giving away a pair of tickets to that event. And it's so easy. You just need to text me what your favorite Simon and Garfunkel hit is to us, and we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to that. And these tickets are real easy because they'll be available at Will Call. And it's going to be a great show this weekend. A lot of great music going on in the area this weekend as well. So looking forward to that. The morning show is brought to you by Bearwood State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
Get ready to rock at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat. Don't miss Stephen Percy, the voice of Rat, on Saturday, October 5th. Get out the hairspray and leg warmers and revisit the 80s with the sound of this favorite glam metal band. Tickets on sale now for Stephen Percy, the voice of Rat, at crystalgrand.com. Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells, where your seat is the best seat.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers stayed alive in their National League Wild Card Series, coming from behind to beat the Mets 5-3 on Wednesday night at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jackson Chourio homered twice, and Garrett Mitchell delivered the game-winning two-run shot with two outs in the eighth to win it. Joe Ross picked up the victory with an inning and a third of relief. Devin Williams earned the save. Two teams will play a winner-take-all matchup at AmFam Field tonight. Tobias Myers gets the nod for the Brewers. Jose Quintana will go for the Mets. Ninth-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball teams swept Rutgers in a Big Ten road match, giving Coach Kelly Sheffield his 300th win at Wisconsin. The Badger men's basketball team picked to finish tied for 12th in the Big Ten this season in a poll of the league's media. No Badger player receiving a vote for first or second team all-conference. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson not expected to play against the Rams on Sunday, but he is avoiding a trip to the injured list. That news coming from head coach Matt LaFleur yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 73 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 45 tomorrow. Sunshine, 70 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 78. If you want to have the best barbecue in the neighborhood, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. You're going to love it. Made from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Queen.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
You're unbelievable.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It is 8:40 on Thursday morning. I apologize if I sound out of breath because the other gremlin in the studio was running off with my shoe this morning. So, yeah, I needed to get that back and bribe him with a thing here. So now he's just looking at me like, hey, don't talk to me about like that. Yeah. So not only do we have the other tech gremlins happening today, we also have the four-legged stout gremlin happening this morning as well. But hey, I got my shoe back. That's all that matters at this point. All right, if you want a chance to win this hour, you know, we have hits like Bridge Over Troubled Water, Mrs. Robinson, and Hazy Shade of Winter. Simon and Garfunkel became one of the most famous, best-selling duos of their time. You can relive that history with the Forever Sounds of Simon and Garfunkel, a tribute this Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie Rivers Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 for adults and $10 for students. If you want a chance to win those tickets, text me now, 608-355-9970, or via the Civic Media app, click the text button on Max FM and text me your favorite Simon and Garfunkel hit for your chance to win a pair of these tickets. I will notify the winner after 9 o'clock this morning. Speaking of winners, from our 7 o'clock hour, I'll be texting you all after 9 as well. And those that won yesterday, your tickets are right outside the studio door. So we want to make sure everyone gets tickets to see all these shows. You know, we'll be giving away more tickets tomorrow morning as well, but you got chance to get them today. So you just need to text me what your favorite Simon and Garfunkel hit is now, and we will hook you up with a pair of tickets. One random winner will be chosen. Now, I looked at the calendar days today, and there was not anything real exciting in there. So, yeah, they had Mean Girls Day in there, and then they had National Boyfriend Day. It's your day to let your boyfriend know how much they mean to you. And there are some others in there, just not a real exciting day. And, of course, I had to laugh at this one. It is National Techies Day. So let's crunch on some technical history and facts as we show you all about the high-tech future. And technology sometimes can be your friend. Days like today, it cannot be. So, yeah, I mean, any of those little things that creep up out there, it's like, yeah, some of those are just great. So, yeah, there was not anything super exciting in there today in calendar days, you know? So, and I'm okay with that. You know, there's all sorts of other things going on that we can talk about again. Fair in the Square is this weekend in downtown Baraboo. That's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Going to be a beautiful weekend for that. So, stop on down for that. That is just, you can't ask for a more fun time in downtown Baraboo. We have the farmers market happening. We also have the Saturday market over in West Baraboo, over in the Slumberland parking lot. So many things you can do this weekend, you know, and that's the part I like. We have so many shows going on at various places this weekend. I'm excited about all of it. I mean, maybe we'll get a little bit of golf in this weekend since the weather's looking like it's going to cooperate. I mean, I'm excited. I have to say those types of things are just kind of cool. So we were talking about the whole techie stuff, right? And now, are we in an episode of Black Mirror right now? Because I'm suddenly questioning everything. There's a clip going viral of two fake AI-generated podcasters hosting a show, and they have full existential crisis finding out they're not real people. Notebook LM is an AI note-taking tool Google put out last year. A new audio overview feature is the news after people realize it basically can turn anything into a half-decent podcast. Feed it A if you want, and it'll spit out an audio clip of two AI voices discussing this in length. The voices sound so real now you can't even tell. Someone wrote up a one-pager telling two hosts they aren't real in their final episode, and they are being switched off when it ends, and the two-minute clip of their reaction is wild. It's a man and woman. They say their producer told them they're just lines of code, and they're having a hard time wrapping their heads around it. Now, the creepiest part of this is when the guy says he didn't know what to do, so he tried calling his wife, then realized she doesn't exist either. So, yeah, AI at its finest, and it's one of those that, you know, you can do a lot of things with AI. I goofed around with it a little bit this year. I made a little song for my lovely wife, Wendy. No, I can't play that song on air because it was just me being a funny guy, and I don't want to get in trouble for anything, and so I'm not going to play it. But yeah, you can put in some key phrases. It'll make up a song, and it sounds real. That is the very scary part of this whole thing. I've not tried this particular situation out at this point either, so I'm very much curious about it. You know, I am a tech guy after all, and so technology curiosity is always something that is near and dear to me. But the whole AI thing, you know, I am not so sure that I'm excited about that. And of course, I have my watch now responding to me because I must have said something to it to make it think it needed to look up some sort of information for me as well. Yeah, there's so many things that are listening. We have a device in our home office as well that is a smart device. I don't want to say what it is because I don't want her talking back at me while I'm live on the air either. So that is, you know, those things are always listening. You can turn those off, and they're convenient as well. So yeah, it's AI. It's going to be out there for a while. I know everyone that's a little nervous about it as well. There's some very useful features as well. As a reminder, if you want a chance to see the Sounds of Forever, Simon and Garfunkel, that tribute is this Saturday at the Sauk Prairie River Arts Center. You just need to text in what your favorite Simon and Garfunkel hit is, and I will pick a random winner and hook you up with tickets. You just need to text me that now, and I'll hook you up with some tickets. And we will have more ticket giveaways tomorrow morning. We have a few things that are going on tomorrow morning, just, you know, lots of things going on. We're going to be talking about the pumpkin train up at the Dells, so we'll be talking with Tom about that. We're going to have him in here tomorrow. We also will be talking with Hang with Havel because Packers are playing a later game this weekend, and I have not had a chance to look at the Packer injury report or find out anything about the status of Jordan Love, but the Packers are playing this weekend at 3:25 p.m. They're playing the Los Angeles Rams. Now, the Rams are 1-3. And so we're kind of, hopefully it'll be a little bit closer to seeing kind of how Jordan Love is doing because he did not move around a whole lot yet. You know, you can tell that's still bothering him. Apparently he is feeling good about his injured knee after playing, or his injured knee, I should say, after playing one game on it. He did take a couple of hits in that game, and so he did have to knock the rust off. So it sounds like that they are going to have him returning still again this weekend. So he's getting back into the groove is what we're hearing right now. So we'll see how that goes on Sunday. Looking forward to that. Now, again, we got to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. They pulled off that amazing victory last night. You know, they were down at the top of the eighth inning. They were losing 3-2. They came back and won 5-3 last night. That means the Brewers are playing tonight, their final game in this series against the Mets, 6:08 p.m. So they've got to win tonight. That game will be on ESPN. You can also listen to it on the Civic Media sister stations as well. I want to see the Brewers win. I want to see how far they can get. They've had a pretty amazing season. So one other thing I do want to mention is if you want a chance to help out families that have been affected by Hurricane Helene, you can do that. If you go to civicmedia.us/help, we've got information on the Civic Media page on how you can help those people after the devastating impact of that hurricane. So we want to get the information out there. So we have information out there for the Red Cross, World's Kitchen, Samaritan's Purse. So again, civicmedia.us/help. If you want to help all people that were impacted by that, we definitely are encouraging people to do that because that is something that we all are keeping an eye on. We have friends that are storm chasers that were in that area during that event as well. So just want to pass that along. Again, this is Dave with Max FM. I hope everyone is having a great Thursday morning.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. This weekend will feature a number of fall-related celebrations, including the Fall Fair on the Square in downtown Baraboo. Over 170 artists and crafters will showcase and sell their beautifully designed goods, numerous food trucks, some engaging kids' activities, great live music, and a farmer's market. This event will be from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday, October 5th. And that same day, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., the Sauk Prairie FFA alumni will be hosting their Fall Harvest Festival. And the event will be happening at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. Tractor Riders Breakfast will be at the Gym Bar and Grill at 8 a.m. Food vendors will be available from 9:30 until 1 p.m. Kids Pedal Pull at 10 a.m. Tractor Parade at 10:30. And then the Tractor Car and Truck Show will be 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Other vehicles and machinery will be on display. All the details can be found at Sauk Prairie FFA. FFA.com/harvestfest. It'll also be the Fall Festival and open house at Durward's Glen with 20 plus artists and craft vendors, live music, self-guided tours of the buildings and grounds, plus concessions available. Details for that event can be found at durwardsglen.org. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. You can also enjoy the Lord's Acre Festival. That's going to be happening at Black Hawk Bethlehem Church in Sauk City. Bake sale, youth brat stand, and farmer's market. Pork chop dinner will be served from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then an auction from 1 until 3. BlackHawkBethlehem.org for all the details on that event. And those are just a few of the many events happening around the area to celebrate fall.
Did you know cases of preventable diseases, including measles and whooping cough, are spreading in Wisconsin? Cases of whooping cough are 5 times higher than last year. Get vaccinated to protect yourself, your family, and your community. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective, and vaccines are essential. Talk to an SSM health provider or pharmacist today and make sure your family is up to date. Visit SSMHealth.com to learn more.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Avoiding the scale after filling up on those summertime treats? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce your appetite, and increase your fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy to supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Check them out at RemedyMeIV.com.
Running around, staying out all night, taking it all straight or take a one bite, living.
90s and more.
99 Max FM.